The Inflammation Solution, the 30-plant, 7-day plan to heal your gut and lose weight, written and read by Stephen Perrine, with a foreword read by Roshini Raj. Note to listeners, a companion PDF is provided with this audiobook.
For Dom and Henry, and Anise and Greg.
Foreword. Hey there, I see you. Actually, I can see inside of you. It's one of the things I love about gastroenterology. Unlike most specialists, I get to look inside the bodies of my patients. Procedures like endoscopy and colonoscopy mean that a gastroenterologist like me can get right in there, diagnose the issue, and get to work, all without needing a scalpel. It's some of the most efficient and immediately rewarding work a doctor can do. But over the past decade, my chosen field has changed, and the work we do has become even more profound. In many ways, the medical community has finally come around to finding the gut as complex and compelling as I do. And the heart of that scientific awakening is in the microbiome. When I was first studying medicine at NYU in the 1990s, we were taught that the microbiome, the teeming trillions of bacteria and other microbes that reside in our intestines, is responsible for just one main task, digestion. This complex ecosystem of belly bugs basically hung around in the gut and helped us process the fiber and absorb the nutrients that pass through. But beyond that, modern medicine really didn't give the microbiome a second thought. Today, we've learned that the microbiome is, in many ways, the epicenter of our physical and emotional health. How healthy your microbiome is can have far-reaching effects throughout your body, impacting everything from immunity to blood sugar control, from our metabolism to our weight. Scientists now think of the gut as the second brain as we continue to learn more and more about how the microbiome helps control our hormones, our emotions, and even our energy levels. And maybe it ought to be considered our first brain. After all, the microbiome in our gut weighs roughly 4 to 5 pounds. The brain in our skull weighs only 3. More than 2,500 years ago, Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, issued an edict: all disease begins in the gut. Today, we know just how true his words were. Obesity, diabetes, heart disease, depression, even diseases of aging such as osteoporosis, sarcopenia, which is age-related muscle loss, and Alzheimer's disease, all have connections to the gut, a scientific fact that the world of medicine is only now relearning. And that means that we have more power over our own health and wellness than we once thought. About 85% of the microbes in our guts have been shown to be beneficial. They help manufacture hormones like serotonin, the very compound that antidepressants look to boost. They help create a barrier in the lining of your intestines, protecting you against inflammatory compounds and unhealthy bacteria that cause a host of diseases. They even help regulate the immune system, impacting our ability to respond to infectious diseases from the common cold to COVID-19. But as with any diverse population, there are some bad actors in there. When you take care of your microbiome, the beneficial microbes that aid in digestion, reduce inflammation, and protect against disease are all able to blossom. But when you're not taking care of your gut, the troublemakers start to take over. Like a handful of drunk hecklers at a comedy club, they ruin the party for everybody else, sending out inflammatory compounds, disrupting the lining of the intestines, messing with our hormones, and signaling the immune system to react in unhealthy ways. Your microbiome is never static. It's always changing. How well you sleep, how much stress you're under, the medications you take, the exercises you do or don't do, they all affect the microbiome in ways that we're still learning about. But the most significant factor in determining the health of your microbiome is your diet. When we think about foods that are good for your heart or good for your brain or even good for your skin, what we might as well be talking about is how good they are for your microbiome. Indeed, your next meal will immediately impact your microbiome and help determine if the good guys are winning or if the bad guys are getting the upper hand. Fortunately, by choosing to educate yourself about the connection between your gut and your overall health, you've already taken the first step towards changing your life for the better. When you eat well and take care of your body, your microbiome responds quickly. Changes in your overall health begin within days.